You remember Fadi Bukaram? Not too long after last November's election, he paid us a pit stop here in Boston. Fadi is a 38-year-old from Lebanon and drove 18,000 miles around the U.S. in an RV. His mission? Visiting all 47 municipalities in the U.S. named Lebanon. Fadi, good to speak with you again. Where are you now?
Hi, Marco. I'm sitting in my parents' living room.
And where is that?
That's in Beirut.
So the original Lebanon.
Yes, the original Lebanon.
So after you visited us in November, you continued your quest for Lebanon, USA. You managed to visit 24 towns called Lebanon, but then you had to bail on your RV journey. Tell us what happened.
Well, when I was 3 days short from returning the RV to Seattle, I stopped in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I was having breakfast, and I returned to find that the RV was stolen.
So what'd you do? Go to the police?
Well, first thing, I panicked. I mean, I only had my computer bag on me and a shirt. That's it. I didn't have anything on me. So all my equipment, my clothes, my camera, everything was in the RV. So I called the cops. That's the only thing I could think of doing. They weren't really that optimistic from the sound of it. So I just spent the rest of the day, you know, pretty much depressed, I guess, sitting in bed. But then I guess I was lucky because at about maybe 10:30 p.m. I got a call from them. It turned out that they actually had found the RV.
Did they catch the thieves?
Turns out that two women, a mother and daughter team, had stolen my RV. The daughter had inventoried all of my equipment and she was trying to sell them, but they were arrested before they were able to do that. So I was able to recover most of my stuff. I mean, all my cameras, but all the souvenirs that I had gotten from the different Lebanons around the country, they were in a suitcase that I could never find because it was lost.
I heard that the police had some suspicion that your RV had rapidly been turned into some kind of drug lab.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The two women, they were trying to convert the RV into a meth lab of some sorts. Like, my big folder was emptied, and she had put her needles and heroin in it.
What did that whole episode do to you and your thoughts about the United States? I mean, did it sour you?
No, not really. Not at all. Because, I mean, it could have happened in my Lebanon. It's not like something that is particular to the United States. To be honest, if anything, now I keep thinking about that woman because she had left a part of her diary in my RV. And apparently she used to live in an RV herself, but it was going to be repossessed. So one of the reasons she stole my RV is that she wanted a home to live in. So I kind of feel bad for her. She's in jail and without a home, and she has a 4-year-old kid. So, I mean, there's a kind of like a human story behind it. So it's not going to sour anything about the trip for me. So,
when we saw you, Fadi, Trump had just been elected. A lot of people in this country were shocked. What was your takeaway from your visit? What did you learn from being in these big, wide open spaces here in the U.S. about our country?
There's a lot of good essence in this country. There's a lot of good people. The thing is, like you see now, everybody's talking about the cultural divide, is that there's a lot of things in common between the people around the country that they don't realize they have. It's like, I don't know if it's maybe the news or anything that focus on divisiveness, but if you go in around the country, you'd be surprised as to how much people are closer they are together than they are different.
That's really great to hear, Fadi. It's encouraging. One of the things you were doing when you were here was locating the famous cedars of Lebanon, the cedars that grow tall and straight in your own country. They had been sent to the U.S. as a gift from Lebanon in 1955. How many were you able to find?
I was able to find one from 1955, and it was in Ohio. The rest of them, there's nothing kind of like nefarious to it. When they fumigated the trees and I put them in nurseries, the saplings simply did not survive. So there was only one left.
Would you ever take on the task of trying to repopulate the U.S. with real Lebanese cedars?
I'm already starting to work on that, hopefully for a trip next year, because in all these towns where they were supposed to have a cedar, but they didn't, they kept asking me, well, could you bring one? So I started thinking, well, why not? I mean, I could do it, you know, the second project of bringing back cedars to these towns. Call it a project of goodwill, I guess.
So finally, since you were looking for these towns called Lebanon, I'm curious now to know what the word Lebanon actually means. Do you know?
As I understand it, it comes from Aramaic, which is the old language that was spoken here a long time ago, and it means white. You know, the white snow caps of the mountains here, of Mount Lebanon.
Very cool. I don't know if there are any snow cap peaks in Ohio, but you were there.
I think there are some.
Our friend Fadi Boukaram speaking to us from Beirut, Lebanon. He drove 18,000 miles recently, visiting many of the places named Lebanon here in the U.S.